Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Dr. Ann Garrido, an associate professor of homiletics at Aquinas Institute of Theology. Ann is in Collegeville, Minnesota at the moment, and her preaching is entitled Praying the Our Father as the Lord's Prayer.
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray just as John taught his disciples. He said to them, When you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone in debt to us, and do not subject us to the final test. I've had the great gift in recent years to pray with Jewish brothers and sisters, the Amidah, the daily prayer of the 18, though really 19, blessings that's recited in the morning, late afternoon, and evening. The Amidah is always prayed while standing, if at all possible, and facing toward Jerusalem. In many places, it's accompanied by movement, three steps backward and then three steps forward, four bows meaningfully placed throughout. There are many ways that this prayer reminds me of the Our Father, in that it's mostly petitionary prayer that acknowledges the holiness of God's name and shares similar themes of desiring forgiveness and peace. But there is one way that this prayer is very much not like the Our Father. The Amidah is approximately 1,800 words long, whereas in contrast, the prayer that Jesus teaches us in Luke's Gospel is only 23 words in the original Hebrew, sort of like in his conversation with the young lawyer, where Jesus takes all the commandments God ever gave and agrees they can pretty much be summed up in two, love God and love your neighbor. In this prayer, Jesus takes the expansive beauty of Jewish prayer and winnows it to its very core, crying out five short petitions that God redeem his name, his reputation, and bring forth his promised kingdom. That we who preach this kingdom of God have food today and are able to forgive one another all the ways we regularly step on each other's toes, and that we be spared anything we aren't strong enough to handle. The brevity of Jesus' prayer is almost haiku-like, but that's because it is a prayer of urgency, a prayer for one whose movements were counted less in steps than in miles, going from one town to the next, announcing that the time for the kingdom to come is now, now! Can't wait any longer. It's the prayer of the impatient. I suspect that over the last 2,000 years, we've lost some of the spirit of Jesus' prayer. For us, the kingdom of God is one more thing that we distantly hope for alongside many other things. We would like the confidence of knowing we will have enough to eat throughout our lifetime, not just today. And there are hurts we would like to nurse a while and let time heal. No need to work through everything by sunset. I know all of those things are true for me. I think it's hard to pray the Our Father as Jesus did, as he taught his first disciples to pray it. And maybe that's good. As we've aged, so has our prayer. You can't run a sprint for 2,000 years. Alongside our Jewish brothers and sisters, we've needed to learn to pace ourselves more for a marathon. God's time doesn't seem to be our time. For God, perhaps, as it says in the book of Psalms, 1,000 years is like a day. Much of my life working for the church has been an experience of two steps forward, three steps back. But as Christians, even in the year 2022, perhaps there's something we need to recover about the urgency of Jesus' prayer, which begins with cultivating a more ardent longing for the kingdom of God, a more ardent longing for God's dream for our planet to be realized. A certain non-acceptance of the world as it is and a deep commitment to making it a more just, more merciful place. It begins with a recentering of our entire lives around God's kingdom, allowing this vision to shape everything we do in our day, including how we pray. As this day begins, take a moment to reconnect with Jesus' deep longing for the kingdom of God. Can you feel what he felt? Can you make his urgent longing your own? What about the kingdom do you find most attractive, most desirous? Is it the sense of the small becoming great like the mustard seed, or the discovery of something precious like the pearl? Is it the image of fathers and sons reconciled, or the lost being found? Do you long for the ill to be healed, the blind to see, the deaf to hear? Is it that every tear will be wiped away and death will be no more? What about God's promised kingdom can you just not wait for? And then pray the Our Father again, with every ounce of this longing behind it. Each sparse syllable Jesus taught panted with the breath of one entirely committed to help bring this vision about today. For only when we pray with the spirit of impatience can we really call the Our Father the Lord's Prayer.